Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. And pretty soon, your new Trends Journal will be out. And here's the cover. Yep. Good thing Epstein's name wasn't Epstino. Yeah. Imagine if he was an Italian. Hey, a mafia. You know, one of my books, the very thing I've written, this is my favorite. What Zizi gave Honey Boy. And you can get this by going to trendsjournal.com. And Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Z is aunt, Zizi is your auntie. Everything I've written is my favorite. And there's a chapter in here about was Columbus and the Mafia. And about how the Italians, hey, when we do something, it's a big deal, right? But hey, Epstein, hey, you anti-Semite, how dare you come out against Epstein and Lutnick, the Skutnik, and Wexner, the Frexner, and this guy, hey, what is the matter with you, hey? Yeah, this is in my book, and I wrote this in the late 1990s. Ready? Yep. This is Dizzy speaking. All I ever heard in my lifetime was how organized crime controlled gambling and how destructive it was to society. And every time the politicians and the press talked about organized crime, they talk about the Italians. Dizzy fumed as she opened and closed her hand to mimic flapping mouths. Quote, well, I'll tell you exactly where you can find the organized criminals. In Washington and on Wall Street. Again, this is my aunt. They crack down on small operators while the big boys pull off deals worth billions. What a bunch of sanctimonious hypocrites, she said. Her voice grew louder. And the soft feature of her face hardened. Since coming to America, Zizi has seen prosecutors, the police, the movies, and the media portray Italians as mobsters, crooks, killers, and caffones, ill-mannered, loud-talking morons. As a result, many Italian immigrants of her generation refused to allow their children to speak Italian. And that's what happened to me. And they Americanized their names to fit into society. And again, my real last name is Celentano, not Celenti. Quote, let me tell you something else, Sizzy said in a firm voice. I'm sick of all this mafia crap. I suppose Columbus was in the mafia, too. The Italians didn't corner the market on crime, and we didn't invent it. It was going on long before we came to this country. Who wiped out the Indians or forced blacks into slavery? What about Babyface Nelson, Bonnie and Clyde, John Dillinger, Jesse James, Dutch Schultz, Bugsy Siegel, and Maya Lansky? Fine Italian boys, aren't they? Zizi asked sarcastically. And it goes on. If fucking Epstein was Italian, boy, this shit would be all over the place. This is fucking horseshit that these slime ball little pricks, little fucking pricks, as we say in the Bronx, they couldn't get laid with a fistful of $10 bills in their hands in a warehouse. They're going to pay Epstein to get fucked. And they're fucking over us. It's the gangster mob that's running and ruining the world. It's right here in your Zizi book. They control Washington. They are political pieces of shit. And every one of you fucking scumbags that tells me to watch my language, fuck off, you ballish, cutless little scumbags. You got it? You got it? Look at this Epstein crap. And speaking of that, how about Slick Willie? I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She only sucked my dick. All right? Who could get away with this? And you read my book, how they busted shops. This guy was a vegetable man for playing the numbers. Oh, but now Lotto. Hey, we got Lotto now. Oh, people weren't gambling like this before. Shut the fuck up. We're politicians. We got Lotto. We got these numbers so we can steal your fucking money. We're the mafia. Speaking of the markets, they were flat today. This AI bust is coming. AI's taking over, man. And China's going to lead the world in it. And you're looking what's happening. Again, even they're saying, don't buy on the dips. That's right. The S&P, oh, it was up 0.1%. The NASDAQ, oh, it climbed 0.14%. Oh, and the Dow is up 0.07%. Yeah, but the bankster stocks went up. Oh, yeah? How about reading your economic update in this week's Trends Journal? Yep. Again, not only look at the job numbers, look at the lousy, low-paying jobs that are being created in the health, social service, and hospitality sectors. In the meantime, check out the bankster bandits and what they're making while America, once the land of opportunity, slumps into slavelandia. This is an article from today's Financial Times. You ready? 6 Wall Street chief executives take home a combined $250 million. 6 guys, $250 million, and scumbags like this fucking little prick deregulated the banking industry. The banks were only intrastate. Bank of America was only in California. Slime balls, little fucking peanut farmer, prick bastard that people look up to, Jimmy Carter. He was the first scumbag that pushed that through, and Clinton made it happen. They were all local banks. Now the bigs own everything. Get it in your head. We're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. Look at these numbers. Hey, I'm Jamie Dimon. We only got convicted of 5 felonies. Shut the fuck up, all right? Hey, we rigged the precious metals market back in 2019. And we only paid $900 million, so shut the fuck up, all right? Oh, yeah, but you were going 5 miles over the limit. Where were you? Walk in a straight line. Stand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backwards. You're going to jail. You're 0.1% over a fucked up number we made. You drank too much. Yep. The pay of Wall Street bank bosses soared last year. Yep. JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs. Goldman sucks. Wells Fargo. All received $40 million or more in annual pay. Yep. Anyway, the crash is coming. The dot-com bust is going to be here. Gold and silver prices are down. We said there were going to be a correction in them. This is a temporary down. And you're seeing oil prices down because there's more supply than demand. What's going to happen? Is the United States and or Israel going to attack Iran? If they do, the game is over. You're going to see oil prices spike above $100 a barrel. And that's going to bring down the equity markets and crash the economy. Again, hit that like and subscribe to our videos. We're getting blacklisted because people don't like me. They don't like, I get these fucking emails. Fuck you. Fuck you. I don't like killing people and stealing my money to do it in the name of war. I don't like these fucking scumbags running the fucking country. Oh, you like spending 20% interest rates on credit cards? Hey, when the mafia was doing it, hey, they were getting about 7, 8, 10, 10%. Hey, but where's Jimmy Diamond? Fuck off. Anyway, and subscribe to the Trends Journal. No, no, no. Go. Yeah. The toilet paper record, more subscribers. This is the front page of the business section in Sunday's business edition of the New York Times. Look at this. Look at this stupid fucking shit. Again, one time, again, the facts are there. This used to be all copy. Show the picture of what used to be not long ago, okay? And now look at what it is. Look at this. They're not giving you shit. Oh, BBC just fired a whole bunch of people, too. Oh, the Washington Ghost Post. Oh, that, hey, Bezos owns that. Oh, you just fired a third of their staff. We're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you. Nobody. So go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. And if you subscribe for a year at the grand total of $2.59 a week, you get 2 months free. So going on to what's going on, the markets are, this is a dangerous, dangerous time. The realities are there. It's going to happen. Again, you're watching a Bitcoin. Bitcoin's trading in a $67,500 in a coin, still high range. You know, where's it going? The Trump team's going to do everything they can to come pump this thing up, but it's bigger than them. And with things going down all over the place, a lot of people are losing a lot of money across a lot of different fields. So, and again, they're going to lower interest rates to prop up the economy in the run-up to the midterm elections. Ain't an if, it's going to be just a when. And the when may even happen before they bring in that guy, wash, to take over Powell's place. Again, we're giving you everything that we can. Oh, no, you know what? Go to CNN. Go to the Cartoon News Network. Here, this is the front page of their site. Yep. DNA on gloves found near Nancy Guthrie's home. All right, look at this. It's over 3 weeks. This is the major stuff they're shoving down people's throat. All right? Yeah, I'm sorry that this woman, whatever's going on, happened to her. Oh, what'd they kill? Oh, 14 Palestinians the other day. Oh, on Sunday, they just killed another, what, five people in Lebanese Israel. They could kill anybody they want. Shut the fuck up, Salenti. All right? So anyway, you're seeing the this thing is going to go down big, and they're not telling you how bad things are. They're brainwashing the people. And that's, by the way, what inspired me to write this book with Zizzy Gave Honey Boy. I used to go visit her back in the day. I used to go down to the city a lot. I used to be on CNN. I used to be on Cartoon News Network. It was a good show back in the 90s. I used to be on Oprah, The Today Show, Good Morning America. I used to be down all the time, Fox, everybody. But I got blacklisted because I won't suck up and bow down and swallow their shit. Anyway, one day I go there, and she used to cook for me all the time. She could hardly walk. She had severe phlebitis. And she had all the dishes in the sink. I started washing them. She said, sit down. She said, no. I want to wash them. And she said, shut that television off. She said, I listened to the news all day yesterday. What a bunch of shit. They must think we're all morons. Oh, you don't like Zizzy's language. I forgot. Yeah. What a bunch of shit, she said. And that's all it is. It's a shit show. So, going on to what's going on in your Trends Journal, a lot of very important articles. Yep. Market overview, you're not going to want to miss. Special report, AI fears grip equity markets, where this thing is going, how it's going. And again, whole load of different articles, too, on inflation rates, Trump's policy, U.S. debt grew by $1.4 billion. How electricity costs are hurting people very badly, and what's going on with the home sales, where they're going, and a whole bunch of different articles. Gregory Manarino, Judge Napolitano, Gary Null, Dr. Joseph Mercola, and others, guest articles, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, one after another. And again, where are the spotlights on the auto industry, where it's going, and who's going to lead it? Businesses going out of business, jobs being lost. In the Israeli war, they keep stealing more and more Palestinian land in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242, and nobody cares. Yep. Hey, but what happened to that Guthrie's? Yeah, that's the news. Yep. What else? Netanyahu meets with Trump in D.C. to talk about war with Iran. What really happened between these two? They're not telling us. What's going to happen with Iran? I believe nothing's going to happen until the weekend. And this may be the weekend where things get really ugly. Again, what ceasefire? Israel kills another four in eastern Lebanon. Gaza death toll. Featured guest articles. Trends in geopolitics. More countries see the U.S. as top security threat. One war after another as our country is rotting in front of us. Again, the business of America's war, the business of China's business. The monkey business we got over here. And again, presidential reality show. U.S. carries out 31 airstrikes on Somalia. Yep. This year already. 31. And they had this AOC, this Ocasio Cortez. She went to this Munich Security Conference. Yeah, brought to you by Boeing, Lockheed. Yeah. Oh, she's against what's going on in Israel, but we got to stop those Russians, you know. Yeah. And what about Iran? Well, this or that or this or that. It's a presidential reality show, and she's a perfect candidate for the presidential reality show. She may be the person that they put up there to run for president in 2028, because the young people will vote for her. They'll swallow the crap. A little nobody from nothing, but they all are. It's a nobody show. So it'll be between her and Gruesome Newsom. Maybe Gruesome Newsom will be the president and she'll be the vice president. You know, something like that. That would be a good ticket that the Democrats could win on. Because the Republicans don't have anybody that other than Trump, and they had enough of Trump. And if he's still even here by then, you know, if you don't, you know, eat himself to death, the crap that he eats. And the ICE memo, they're going to $38 billion, almost $40 billion to build concentration camps to put immigrants in. $40 billion. I go to this place, the Glenmere Mansion, with the judge. It's in Chester, New York, and exactly an hour from here. Beautiful, beautiful place. You think you're in Florence, Italy. One of the richest guys in America, in New York City, built it in the early 1900s. It's not over 2,000 acres. The place is gorgeous. Look it up, Glenmere Mansion. Right next to it, ICE is going to build a concentration camp in an empty building that got big, used to be a factory of some sort. It's going on all over the country. $30 billion is our country is rotting to do this ICE crap. And again, Trends I View, preteens who can't put down their phones a more risk for mental health issues. Yeah, no kidding. Again, I don't carry a cell phone. I maybe made 10 calls in the whole year on my flip phone if I made even that many. And obesity greatly increases the risk of hospitalization. Yep. And it costs more and more in America to go to the hospital. The expenses are ridiculous. So I say, if I'm elected, I want a fat tax. The more you weigh, the more you pet. Just to make it clear. Trends in High-Tech Science by Ben Davis. And a whole section on AI. That's just some of your Trends Journal. And don't forget tomorrow, tune in for Salenti and the Judge. And again, check out our store. And you get the cups, because freaks are running the world in a country near you. And you got to boogie before the lights go out, because tomorrow is iffy. And Trends Journal cups and everything else that you can. So support us, because we're supporting you. Thank you.